This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Vacation and some bad news if you work at Twitter. I'm not sure how many of you do work at Twitter, but this is kind of interesting. You know, you think about, ladies, social media just being on the rise. Everybody is constantly got their nose down looking in their phone. You can't go to dinner without someone taking pictures of their food, without someone tweeting through the World Series or the debates. Well, Twitter made the announcement Thursday that it's going to cut 9% of its global workforce. As the social media service continues to struggle generating an accelerated growth to its user base, the statement just came out announcing the third quarter financial results. Twitter says the restructuring will focus on reorganizing sales, partnership, and marketing efforts. They're seeing an opportunity to increase growth, but they want to make sure that they improve their core service. And apparently, to get more growth, their idea is to cut 9% of their workforce. Seems a little, maybe a little misguided, but hey, you know, they must know better than we do, right, Victoria?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because that 9% of Twitter's workforce means 350 people. So I was always under the impression, because Twitter is so big and it's global, I always thought that they would have had way more employees than that. But it turns out they only have 3,800 approximately worldwide. So I'm not sure what they're going to be doing to refocus or what department they're getting rid of with these 350 people. But, you know, Twitter's earnings were actually up and they did better than expected in their third quarter. But at the same time, Twitter has been surpassed now by Snapchat for most active users, and Instagram is right on its heels. I find myself on a daily basis, I've shifted. I spend more time on Instagram now than I do on Twitter. So
yeah, we kind of talk about
that. There is a shift.
Because it's like it is video and picture of it based when you go to Instagram or to Snapchat. And Carrie, interested in your comments on this as well, as our most millennial of millennials here on the DJV show. I know you hit the label, but your generation really grew up using social media, and I feel like I love Twitter. I actually, you know, I go through really big love affairs with Twitter, and then I'll go away from it for a while. I like it, but I know a lot of people in my peer group, people younger than me, go, gosh, I just don't really understand it. With Instagram, as you mentioned, Victoria, or Snapchat, it's a picture or a video, and we are a visual society. Mm-hmm. We see it all the time in politics. We kind of go, gosh, you know, all this attention on Donald Trump and these ladies, and not as much attention on the stuff being dumped about Hillary Clinton and WikiLeaks. Well, one is video, and the other is stuff that you actually have to kind of shuffle through and that may be not as meaningful to people. So this is kind
That's
of the direction
point, yeah.
of the society, right? I'd imagine that Twitter probably needs to get more video and picture intensive. Kara,
yeah,
what is your peer group say?
I would actually say, and this has only happened in the last few months for me, I used to use Twitter all the time, or at least read things on Twitter, and that's where I would find a lot of, you know, news, because everything updates so quickly that if something is going on in the world and you don't see any stories about it yet on news sites, then you can just go and look at the hashtags. And I don't know, so when I think of like the terrorist things that happened in the last year, then okay, if you don't see that much information, you can go and search for the name of the city and you find out basically the latest information there. But I found in the last few months I'm definitely using Instagram more. And I don't know if it's just because I want to avoid information about the election and and all of the bad stuff that's going in the world. I feel like you get a lot of that on Twitter, and you get a lot of negativity on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Instagram is, I think that's a really good point. Instagram is an escape. It's an escapism for pretty much everyone. You can follow all your favorite celebrities. You can, you know, live vicariously through your friends. It tends to not be that political as well. Some celebrities will post political things, but it tends to not be that much negativity about things like that.
I find that a lot of my friends use Twitter for professional Twitters, you know, for their jobs, especially if they're in media, but Instagram is, I would say, less formal, and so more of my friends are using Instagram, and it's fun for me to go and actually see what they're doing in their own life.
The interesting thing about Twitter is, like you said earlier, there's so much information and it refreshes at such a rapid rate. That's good for this average user, because we'll constantly be able to find out what is new and what's going and what other news updates there are. And I use it for news all day long. But if you're a business, that has a negative side to it. So Twitter, people are pulling away from using Twitter business-wise because the burn rate on a tweet is so quick that you're not really impacting your targeted audience.
All right, good conversation there. Lots to dig through on social media. There's so many layers to all of this. Up next, we're going to dig through your health. Dr. Ken joins us. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 14 past the hour.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone, but this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie out on vacation, and my buddy, my pal. Really, truly, when I say this, I mean it. I really do love Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He is the best at what he does, and he is here making a house call for us on air with DJV. And Dr. Ken, let's start off because the FDA has just issued a warning about the dangers from testosterone supplements. For all of you men out there, this is a big story.
It is, and thank you for those nice compliments. I feel the same way. Supplemental testosterone and related anabolic androgenic steroids can cause heart attacks, personality changes, and infertility, and are easily abused, according to the FDA. The FDA said this past Monday that labeling on all prescription testosterone products, which are approved to treat men with low testosterone due to certain medical conditions, will be revised. According to the FDA, reported serious adverse outcomes include, you ready for this list? Heart attack, heart failure, stroke, depression, hostility, aggression, liver toxicity, and male infertility. Individuals abusing high doses of testosterone have also reported withdrawal symptoms such as depression, fatigue, irritability, loss of appetite, decreased libido, and insomnia.
Wow.
So just what you don't want to have.
I was going to say, that list does not sound like a whole lot of fun, that's for sure. Now, for you ladies out there who are either thinking about getting pregnant or who are maybe getting ready to go into the delivery room, maybe you just had a baby, there looks like there is a link now between labor pain and postpartum depression?
Yes, this is important. American Society of Anesthesiologists annual meeting this week. Women who obtain good pain relief during labor may have to worry less about postpartum depression later. Reducing pain during labor is associated with a reduced risk for postpartum depression. Postpartum depression is a common condition affecting 1 in 8 women after having a baby. They may experience crying, feelings of anger, and anxiety about not being a good mother.
Wow.
That is amazing. So that means take all the drugs that you need, ladies,
right? Just shovel them in.
Yep. Shoot me up.
Now, speaking of women, there is a lot of focus on breast cancer, obviously, during the month of October. Everything is pink. Everything is going on about the information women need to know about breast cancer. But heart disease for women is really still the number one killer. So tell us, fill us in about what women can do preemptively to prevent going down that road to heart disease.
Exactly, Jen. 1 in 8 American women will get breast cancer, but 1 in 3 American women will get heart disease. 1 in 2.5 American women who die of heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases, compared with 1 in 30 who die of breast cancer. So what can you do about all this havoc? You want to know your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your weight, your blood sugar. You want to eat a healthy diet, the Mediterranean diet. Get into an activity program after the doctor says it's okay. Get the mental stress out of your life. Mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking, which you shouldn't. You want to limit your alcohol for women. You know, everything's harder. It's up to 1 serving a day of alcohol. For guys, it's up to 2. You want to make sure that you sleep. Get 7 to 8 hours a night of rest.
Wow, all the things I'm not doing, Dr. Ken.
I'm a little
worried. Mental stress, not sleeping. Oh, boy, I think I might know my numbers, but that's about it. All right, also, finally here, just real quick, Dr. Ken, I know that there is a risk of, or a high rate of antidepressant use after someone battles cancer. What's the story out of the Journal of Clinical Oncology?
Yes, we're getting good at treating cancer, but treatment for depression and anxiety is nearly twice as common among cancer survivors as it is for those who never had the disease. Nearly 1 in 5 cancer survivors is taking medications for anxiety and depression. What it means, Jen, is we've come a long way in treating cancer medically, but cancer can take a serious psychological and emotional toll for many years, even after treatment is complete.
Make sure you're taking good care of yourself. And in our final seconds here, the synthetic drug pink, what is that all about?
Pink. It's a new synthetic drug. It's called U47700, also known as Pink or Pinky, has been making news for killing dozens of Americans. U47700 is a lab-made opioid, 700% more potent than heroin. It's also an ingredient in the cocktail of drugs that killed Prince.
Watch out, right?
Wow.
No pink there. All right, thanks, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 21 past the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you got cold out of Santa Boulevard, when the song coming out of the speakers was the band that you had on your t-shirt, we were screaming cause all the streets were empty and you kissed me and we were all night and we were feeling so good. Yeah, we got a little higher than we probably should. We were in a hotel singing in a hall.
23 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at the control. Dougie out on vacation. And this is a great song, guys. I've had the opportunity to hear it a couple of times, but the more I hear it, the more I love it. This is Kenny Chesney and Pink, which is really kind of cool. Kenny Chesney getting some good news. He is going to receive the Pinnacle Award during the 50th Annual Country Music Association Awards. He'll be joining Garth Brooks and Taylor Swift as the only recipients. The award was created back in 2005, and it recognizes an artist who has achieved global prominence through performances and record sales. It's the highest degree of recognition. Kenny Chesney is no slouch in the awards department. He has 8 CMA Awards, including 4 Entertainer of the Year Awards. That's the biggie.
That's impressive,
it's huge. His new album is called Cosmic Hallelujah. It comes out Friday. It features the hit duet, Setting the World on Fire. That's what you're hearing now with Pink. He's had 28 number one country songs and has sold in excess of 30 million albums. He is considered one of music's top touring artists, not just country, but music's top touring artists. The CMA Awards air on November 2nd on ABC. Now, I have a little knowledge in the Kenny Chesney department, ladies. He is by far one of the most fantastic entertainers that you will ever see. His concerts are fun. He's kind of got that beachy vibe. Anybody that goes to a Kenny Chesney concert, whether you like country or not, will have a great time. I'm surprised, however, that George Strait hasn't received a Pinnacle Award yet from the CMAs.
That's interesting. I know. I get Garth Brooks. George Strait is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get Garth Brooks, but Taylor Swift, I mean, look, she's huge in country music. She's just a little young, but when you have someone like George Strait who's been around and has so many hits, surprising he's not on the list.
That's a good point. How old is George Strait now?
He's probably 60. But he's he's done a little retiring. He did a goodbye, a farewell cowboy, the Cowboy Walks Away tour, I think, something like that.
That's a good name.
He's another one. If you just want to see solid performance, he basically stands in the middle of the stage with his guitar and he just plays. And he plays for over 3 hours. He has so many hits. He doesn't need all the flash. Kenny Chesney has a little bit of flash. A lot of it comes from his energy, though. That's what makes the concert such a great show, is that he's running all over the place and having fun, interacting with the crowd. He does a great job. So congratulations to Kenny Chesney getting his CMA Pinnacle Award at the upcoming CMA Awards. Also in the country news, another one of my favorites, Jason Aldean. You got to say it, Aldean. You want to be legit. He brought his 11th annual concert for The Cure home to Nashville on Tuesday for the 8th annual Opry Goes Pink Show in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. He kicked off the show by flipping the switch to turn the Opry's iconic barn backdrop pink. Very cool. During his 5-song set, he presented a check, a big donation check, right? $450,883 to the local chapter of the Susan G. Komen Foundation. That reflects the proceeds from every ticket sold on his 2016 tour. I mean, that's putting your money where your mouth is.
Absolutely. Really cool. I love that.
Kind of one of the things I love about country music is that you get a lot of people who haven't gotten caught up in the fame. You get a lot of humble, a lot of people who are grateful for their opportunity and who do stuff like this, and I think it's important to recognize them. His Concert for the Cure initiative, since its inception, has raised $3.3 million for the organization. Performances also included Montgomery Gentry, Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum, Chris Young, and others. Cassie Pope, too, from The Voice, performed her CMA-nominated number one hit. At 28 past the hour, it's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The benefits of a practice called intercropping. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Most of the crops grown by farmers today are monoculture, but in nature, multiple plant species seem to get along pretty well together. And that's behind the research of Ann Bybee Finley, who's pursuing a doctorate in agronomy at Cornell University.
Intercropping will lower your overall risk of complete crop failure. It's like if you had a diversified stock portfolio versus only having stock in one company. If that company goes bust, then you're all out of money.
Bybee Finley mixes two grasses and two legumes in various scenarios to learn about intercropping forages and cover crops. It could be used when a corn planting fails, too late to be replanted in corn. She says it may also work as a double crop.
It's going to be a while before scientists have it figured out, and that you guys, the farmers and ranchers themselves, can probably just play around with it a little bit and find out what works for you and what works for your land.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I am Victoria. I'm missing the D and the J. Dougie's on vacation in England, and Jen is had to skip out of the studio. She's on her way to the second of her 17 jobs that she has a day in radio. So it's just me with Kara Schillen, and you can follow us on Twitter at DJVShow. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/DJVShow. I am on air Victoria. That's my Twitter handle and Instagram. And Kara is at C Schillen. So now, we're going to do a little Halloween fun. We're going to welcome Victoria Bullis, friend of the show, psychic to the stars. We love her so much, and we're going to get some Halloween tips. Welcome, Victoria.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'm getting so excited now that we're only a few days away. I'm starting to think about a costume because I like to do everything last minute. So I'm thinking about what should I do this year for a costume? I want to do something that's off the beaten path. And so I know you and I actually spoke yesterday. We were talking about just fun things for Halloween and what we can do to help ghost hunting enthusiasts and people who want to get a little spooky on Halloween night. So we're going to have some tips from you on what to do and what not to do. So let's start out with some ghost hunting fans. If you are a fan of ghost hunting, is there a better chance, I know so many people want to know this, is there a better chance of actually seeing a ghost or a spirit on Halloween versus any other time of the year?
Yes, and the reason is that people all over the world are putting their attention on Halloween stuff starting about, 3 weeks before, in a lot of cases a couple of months before. And when you think about things, group energy, synergy counts. So people are wondering if they should walk around a cemetery, if they'll see something, and they think about costumes just like you. By the way, when you were wondering what to wear, for some bizarre reason, I'm seeing it again. I saw you dress as a pickle. I don't know why.
A pickle?
Double meaning? I don't know, but I'm going to dress pickle. That's my input.
Right, that so is anyway, really yes. funny.
So people are they're obsessed with it to some degree. I mean, it's candy. There's every aspect of life. There's fun movies and scary movies and clothes and everything. Parties. And there's more activity. And it just conjures up spirits that might be, quiet, if you want to call it that, get activated. And some of them like it, too. Some of them like Halloween and scaring people.
Yeah. Now, I've often heard, and maybe it's just an urban legend, but it's definitely played up a lot in books and TV shows and in movies, that on Halloween, the quote-unquote veil between the spirit world and our living world is at its thinnest or even dropped. And is that something that's real? How does that work? I mean, you talk to spirit guides and you do readings for people, helping them contact loved ones who have passed on. In your experience, is the veil a real thing, and is it actually dropped on Halloween?
I don't know where the idea of the veil came about, but I have never seen a veil. To me, it's I go back and forth from the spirit world easily. And by the way, you were talking about dead relatives and spirit guides and so on. That is different from ghosts. Do you know the difference between a spirit and a ghost?
No, I don't.
A lot of people don't. All right, a spirit is a guide, or a spirit is someone who has gone through that tunnel experience. I had a near-death experience at one point, and I did that. And you go up to the other side of the tunnel, and you meet up with God and former family members and people from history that you've known, and you process your life, and you're up there waiting to come back. But a ghost is someone who is afraid, usually, to admit that he or she is dead. They've died quickly or violently through murder, through
some sort of tragedy,
suicide, car accident, nasty airplane crashes, and they don't recognize that they're dead. Now, what's really usual, not good, but usual for people who die quickly or violently, they're young and healthy and so on, to hang around for a while and be in that state of not understanding that they're dead. If it goes on for a couple or a few decades, that's when you can start calling them a ghost. They just haven't, they don't want to go to the other side anymore. Mafiosi, people that had a strong religious upbringing, are often afraid to see what they're going to face on the other side.
Interesting. Now, if we have loved ones who have died through some sort of tragic means, does that mean that there is no hope for them to ever actually transition fully into...
No, great question. Great question. They're spirit guides. We all have them. Even ghosts have them. They just don't want to admit it. Even spirits of any sort have spirit guides. And someone who, think of airplane crashes where there are a lot of people in a their 20s and 30s, and they're all going on, whoever it is, they're going on vacation, they're going to go see family members, they've got business to do. You know, they're going to hang around for a little while, usually in the cluster of people they died with. But their spirit guides will keep after them until they can get them to go through that tunnel experience and finally admit it that they're not coming back. I worked with somebody this week who is a therapist and very famous, and he went to the doctor, he wasn't feeling well. They put him in the hospital, and he died 3 weeks later this week. And he just did not want to go because he kept thinking about his patients and things he had to do and things he hadn't said to his family members who were on the East Coast and trying to get out here. And he just would not go. So, I just dealt with that this week myself.
And you often hear stories where people remain until it's really, until they have, you know, finished their unfinished business. And you hear stories about that, but that's so interesting. So Victoria Bullis joins us now, friend of the show and psychic and our spiritual advisor here on DJB. For Halloween, are there any don'ts that you would advise people to not do? I mean, walking around a cemetery, okay. Ghost hunting, if you try to, you know, talk to some spirits or communicate. There are a lot of amateur ghost hunters out there and tons of TV shows about it. But are there anything you would caution people away from?
Yeah, just as you said, stay away from cemeteries.
Really?
There's weird stuff there. And, you know, if people like to have seances, and you mentioned the word amateur, if there's somebody that's not really professional doing seances, don't go. I suggest just go have fun, go to some theme park, dress up, have parties, and stay away from places that you know or have heard are haunted. You can pick up stuff that hangs around you, you know. You can even get possessed. I'm serious.
That's exactly why I was asking. Is there when you play? Now I've heard from a lot of ghost hunting stories and shows that the Ouija board is off limits, right?
Ouija board. Oh my God. You will get. They work. The Ouija boards do work. You will connect with some spirit. The thing is, you don't know if it's a good one or not a good one.
Right.
And most likely it won't be, because the spirit world, the good ones, spirit guides, don't want to come through that way. They want people to stay away from it, so they stay away from it.
That's so interesting. It's funny, you hear the, and it's a children's game. That's what always, I can't,
I know.
You know, if you're in a toy store, you walk by and you see the Ouija board and it seems so harmless, but if there is such a thing as having negative spirits or negative entities attaching to you through the Ouija board, I mean, some people welcome that, but that's probably not something you should really mess with.
Absolutely. And you know, you just brought up something about that's a children's game. Well, so are masks that are grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the blood hanging down and an eye hanging out. And kids wear that stuff. I kind of think it'd be better to stick with fun stuff and not the ghoulish stuff.
Yeah.
That's me, though.
Now, one last question. For Halloween, we're talking with Victoria Bullis, our psychic advisor on the DJV show. Are there certain places beyond cemeteries, but I mean, are there certain places that tend to have more spiritual activity, paranormal activity, like New Orleans comes to mind?
Yeah.
Are there certain cities that you've been to where you feel there's more energy?
New Orleans probably comes to mind first, because people just love that stuff there.
Yeah.
And there's a town in California, Petaluma. It's right next to the wine country area. And I was asked to do a ghost walk about 20-some years ago in Petaluma. That place is so haunted. Every porch had a few ghosts. And that's where I learned that ghosts travel. I saw a Russian ghost. I saw Middle Eastern ghosts. They travel. They cluster with their friends from, I guess, other lifetimes, or just
right.
people that they like, and they hang out. Petaluma is possessed beyond belief.
Wow. Petaluma, California. That's all right. Well, for the ghost hunters out there, maybe you want to set your sights on Petaluma, California for Halloween this year.
Stay away from New Orleans. That place freaks me out.
I am such a huge fan of New Orleans, and I always do feel like there's a different energy there, but I, in a good way, I love it. But the only time I've ever gone on an amateur ghost hunt was in New Orleans. I was with my best friend. We went on a girls' trip, and we stayed at a very old hotel that is rumored to be haunted by Spanish soldiers from the 1700s. So we wandered around the hallways at 3 o'clock in the morning. We didn't find anything, I was hoping that we would, but I didn't see anything, so...
Yes, you did.
Really?
you didn't perceive it, but you encountered them, and one stayed with you. It was a woman, probably a prostitute for those Spanish soldiers. Yes, it was. And she stayed with you for over a year. You don't know what you came away with on that trip.
I took a prostitute home with me? Boy, that's a souvenir I didn't anticipate. Oh, that is so great. Well, wow, thank you so much. I'm glad to know that now. I hope she's passed on and she's moved on to someone else more fun, because I don't live that exciting of a life. So.
Yes, she has, a long time ago.
Well, Victoria Bullis, thank you so much. We've got some great Halloween tips. You can follow Victoria Bullis on Twitter, at Victoria Bullis, and you can also check her out on her website, victoriabullis.com. That's B-U-L-L-I-S. And happy Halloween. Everyone be safe. Take all of Victoria's tips to heart. She knows what she's talking about. She is the best. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Victoria Keelan, and we'll be right back with more.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In 1776, Thomas Jefferson said judges should be a mere machine. What did he mean? Well, a properly working machine runs as directed, so he meant that judges should follow the directions of legislators who made the law, as long as it's constitutional. A lot of political experts today like to measure judges by whether they're conservative or liberal, but the first job of judges is to enforce the law, even when they don't agree with it. A few years ago, a judge on the Wisconsin Supreme Court explained Jefferson's philosophy this way. She said that if a state's highest court is working as it should, it will issue conservative rulings when conservatives control the legislature and liberal rulings when liberals control it. Let's be fair. When judges set aside politics and enforce the law, they create confidence in the law. One reason that's so important is that it gives job providers the confidence they need to grow and expand. And that's something America needs now more than ever. Learn more at CenterForAmericaTV.org.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Barking of the dog, the quacking, the cats. It can only mean one thing. The great Warren Eckstein joins us on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan right over there. Doug Steffen out on vacation. Kara Schillen at the controls. And Warren, it is Halloween time, and it's one of the toughest times of year. We will get Warren's tricks and tips for keeping our pets safe during the Halloween season. That's next.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
55 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, the pet expert to the stars, actually. Now, Warren, Halloween is so much fun for humans, especially for little humans, but for pets it can be kind of scary. Of the doorbell going crazy, of people dressed in costumes. What is it like for our dogs and cats when they see all of this nonsense going on Halloween?
You know, people just don't realize how dangerous Halloween is for our pets. Let me give you a prime example. I get this all the time. My dog loves everyone. He's the friendliest dog in the world. He plays with the kids in the neighborhood. He loves the next door neighbor. He even likes the mailman and the UPS guy. However, on Halloween, remember, when you open the door, it could be a Clinton or Trump out there with a mask on. So dogs that are normally friendly might react differently when they see someone in costume. So you got to be real careful. Number two, we all know the dangers of chocolate, but the wrappers are really dangerous too. So you want to make sure if you have candy around the house, obviously you keep it away from your pets. Number three is the most important thing to remember is that when Halloween comes, there's going to be a lot of people knocking at the door and all kinds of noise. Keep your pets inside. There are some crazy people out there, so don't leave your pets out in the backyard, especially, and I hate to say this, especially if you have a black cat. Halloween black cats are always in trouble. In fact, some shelters around the country won't adopt a black cat to anyone 2 or 3 weeks before Halloween and 2 or 3 weeks after Halloween. So just comment this. Now, the thing that I get all the time is it okay to put your dog in a costume? Now, do you guys dress up your pets?
I try.
I have not. No.
I have a reluctant chihuahua who will not wear any outfit that I try to put him in.
See, I have a butt-naked chihuahua, too, and they just don't want to wear clothes. My feeling has always been, if the dog enjoys wearing clothes, then I don't have a problem with it. However, a lot of people force their dogs, which could be dangerous. The dog can't see. He trips over it. So just use common sense when it comes to Halloween and your pets, and make sure you know where your dogs and your cats are at all times. And what you may want to do, because everyone's eating at that point, they're eating a little candy here and there, put out a little bowl of doggy treats so you can give your pet something that's healthy for them.
That's a great idea. And what about, it's so funny that you bring up the dressing, because I look and I have a cat. They have cat costumes now, and I figure, like, well, if my cat doesn't pick my clothes, I guess I don't get to pick my cat's clothes here. But if your cat does consume something like chocolate, and we hear about how terrible chocolate is for dogs, do we wait and see what happens to see if they have a reaction, or is it best to get medical attention to your pet right away?
I can give you two answers, okay? As a pet guardian myself, if my dog would eat some chocolate, I would be on the phone with my vet right away. However, most of the veterinarians I speak with say, you know what? A little chocolate here, a little chocolate there is not going to do that much damage. It's the dark, bittersweet chocolate that's really dangerous, and the average dog would have to eat a fair amount. However, as neurotic as I am with my own pets, the bottom line is if my dog eats chocolate, he's going to the vet, or at least a phone call at that point.
Safety first. Now, the masks. We did a story earlier about how humans don't like creepy dolls or creepy mask face. Is the reason that dogs get kind of freaked out by masks because they can't see reaction when someone's covering their face?
Have you seen some of the masks out there?
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, they're
horrible.
They freak me out. I'm ready to fight the people. they see things differently. They see a perception that's different. They, you know, the average person looks like an average person to them once they put a mask on. However, you know, interesting, I did a study years ago where people that painted their face and did not use a mask, the dogs were less apt to react to them than people that had a mask on.
Very
so
interesting.
I guess it'd be the normal face, even though it's a different color, because they don't see colors the way we do. So
right.
If you have a dog, what I suggest is put makeup on, leave the mask for the kids.
All right, I like it. Warren Eckstein, you are the best. He is the host of The Pet Show. You can check him out at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Hey.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.